blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
But just like he made heaven, now they're hell. And everybody ain't going to hell. Everybody ain't going to hell. I know I don't want to go to hell. What about you, Miss Mama?
Amen.
Don't know when, don't know when, and don't know how we're going to leave this place. But we are pilgrims passing through. But God had prepared a place for his people. Because he said, "I go and prepare a place for you.
Yes.
That where I am, you may be also."
Yes.
"In my Father's house are many mansions."
Yes.
It ain't like down here that you got to put the water, you got to call the plumber every now and then, you got to call the utility people every now and then. I heard Paul says over yonder, somewhere in the heavens,
yes, Lord.
It's not made with human hands. It's somewhere that God has prepared for us people. Amen.
Amen.
Can I get away with it? Blind, but now I see.
My Lord.
Jericho was a place something like New Orleans. It was below sea level. And I can remember my dad. My dad used to fight that alcohol. I don't know about what your dad did.
All right.
Some of us fights it too.
All right.
Amen, Walt.
Amen.
And, but Mama was a Holy Ghost woman. And she would always get on my dad about drinking an old 10-year-old char. I don't know if y'all know about that.
Yeah.
Y'all know about 10-year-old char?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, you know about it. It's right up in the store. You go get your cigarettes or your beer, you see it right up there, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm real, y'all. I ain't got time for sugar in the jar. But when he called my name, I want to answer. They sang that song. When he called me, I want to answer. Or when he called me, I will be somewhere listening. Somewhere listening for my name. I don't want the devil to call my name. I want Jesus to say, "Come on,
yeah.
Try. You fought a good fight. You have told him what I said." It's hot out there. Don't y'all know it's hot out there?
Ooh.
But then what about hell?
Huh. Ain't nothing.
It's hot out there. I'm black, fat, little hood, bald head, and everything else. I ain't got time for all that crazy stuff. I know I'm here. But I got Jesus. Like the choir said, I'm glad I got Jesus.
Glad I got him.
He'll be some more hair when I meet him here. Yeah. I'll play you all out, but that's okay. He'll give me some more. God's something else.
Oh,
he ain't
yeah.
No play toy.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't just gonna preach on Sunday morning. I'm gonna preach on Mondays too. I tell my wife, I ain't just gonna preach up there on no poor. Man, God, y'all trying to put God on a shelf when you're born and then take him on with it. Man, God, they don't go shelf.
Amen.
God is a spirit. And he's a powerful spirit. And he made all of us.
All
right. And he knew all of us by now. And he ain't playing. He said, "Whosoever will, let him come." Look at the text, y'all, for me. I ain't gonna be long on Father's Day. Like I said, my dad used to fight that alcohol. And you know, when you're doing all that little crazy stuff like that, and God be trying to tell you something, disobedience will lead you to the graveyard quicker than when you think you're going. Amen. Sometimes God don't put people in the graveyard. Sometimes we put our own self there. In other words, you can rush your own life if you want. Because he promised us 3:10. That's what's written in the book, ain't it? In Psalm 9:10.
That's right.
And then Psalm 9:10 say, if by reason of scornful. So you know God is saying to us this morning, you can do whatever you want to, but you need to choose between me and the devil. Ain't no in between. Ain't no this, that. It's either is you there or you ain't there.
Amen.
And you know God said that down and that's what he said, didn't he?
That's true.
They came to Jericho. That was that was one of the promised cities back in the Old Testament. When God told Moses, he said that, and I want you to send out 12 spies. Y'all do know that about that 13th chapter of the book of Numbers. And God told Moses, he said, I want you to send out the spies and I want you to go and spy the land because I got a land flowing with milk and honey. And God had already told Abram in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis in the 13th verse, he said, you all are going, your seed is going to a strange land. Let me say something. 1,000 years is like one day to the Lord.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
That's my first Peter said. 1,000 years is like one day to the Lord. The Lord told Abram, he said, because then what Abraham did, he said, his name was Abram, A-B-R-A-M. He said, Abram, your seed is going into a strange land for 400 years. He said, but I'm going to bring them out, and I'm going to bring them out broke. I'm going to bring them out with some great substance. And let me tell you something about God. When he tells you something, you better write that.
Yeah, amen.
I'm going to say that again. When he tells you something, you better write it down. If you don't, you're going to write it down.
Yeah.
400 years have passed. Here from Exodus mean departure. The Bible said that in the book of Exodus, chapter 1, and around that 8th verse, he said, there was a king that knew not Joseph. And the Bible said that that king began to talk to those nurses and say, if it be a female, I want you to let it live. But if it be a male, I mean, that one in the book, man. I'm in the book, man. And the book said that, the Bible said in chapter 2, man, the Bible said that there was a man took the wife out of the house of Levi. And the Bible said God was working it out for you. Let me tell you something. When God is working something out for you, he may not come today. He may not come tomorrow. But all you got to do is say, he's working it out for my good. And I'm going to do like Isaiah pulled over and said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk.
And
Isaiah 40 and 31, that's what it says.
Yeah, I know.
The Bible said they waited 400 years. And watch God work. The Bible said that when Jacobin, that was Moses' mother. How do you know? Let's go to Exodus 6:20. It'll tell you that's Moses' mother. She began to have this child, and she couldn't hide it anymore, so she left him down by the river. Ain't about doing it. I'm going to the book of Mark. But the Bible said that after she left him by the river for dead and gathered with slick and pine and put it there and began to lay it down there. But Moses was in the little box in a little baby because Pharaoh had decided to agree that every male, 2 years and under, threw him into the
up. Right?
You got some mean people in there like that.
Yeah.
People don't care about you. People shoot you and kill you. That's what they did, man. One of our basketball players, she used to play basketball when we was coming up. She died. Old crazy boy in Baton Rouge just took a gun and just started shooting in the crowd. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
You think that devil ain't working? Y'all done? You cut that TV on. You cut that TV on. You see people talk to yourself and everything. You don't think people crazy? They'll hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you got to keep your business feet. That's why you got to keep your hands in Jesus' hands. Yeah. The choir just got you saying, glad I got Jesus down in the inside. I got Jesus. Do you have today?
Yeah.
Because after this life, you ain't coming back till he come back. Yeah. You're going to stay in that grave for for six feet or 6 feet on,
whatever it is.
But anyway, we are going there. But you need to know today for yourself, because Eugene Whittier, that mother boy, I love him, yeah, he can't die for me. My brother can't die for me. I got to do this home.
By yourself.
By myself. Man. I'm not trying to scare nobody, but a lot of people don't like to talk about this. Don't you know Psalms 116 and verse 15 say, pray?
Yes.
And go on home. It's precious. I'm giving you the scripture.
That is precious.
I'm giving you the scripture. It's in there. Psalm 116. And verse 15. Precious is in the sight of the Lord, of one of his saints. And then he gets it sarcastic, you can lose them. The Bible says in Revelation 14:13, he said, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord, that they may rest from their labor, and their works gonna follow them to the grave.
Oh yeah.
Let me go back to my text. I ain't gonna be y'all know. God's good. Blind Bartimaeus. Daddy couldn't do nothing with him because he had a handicap. And you know, when some people that have handicap, when you get a check, and some people over their check, and they gonna do right by the check, I know I got some witness in here. I hope none of you ain't doing that, because it's gonna catch you. Whatever you doing, it's gonna catch up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they call him the last pastor, didn't it? Put him on his back for 32 days. Then God came to him in a dream. Told him, say, I'm real.
Mm-hmm.
You go tell him now, I'm real. And tell him I got all power. I can lay down my life and I can pick it back up. God serve, man. Jesus came to him 25 years ago. He said, yeah, I'm going to touch my hand. Look at my feet. He said, don't you know, heaven was so blinging, I couldn't even see it because the streets are
open.
All right, man.
Don't you want to go to a place like that? They tell me the walls is packed of the chasmer. Can you imagine how that look? The 24 elders are bound down in white all day long, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Don't you want to go to something like that?
Yeah.
All this hair down here, we got utility bills. We got all kind of sicknesses come up on our back. We got bills that's overdue.
All right.
We got our children acting a fool.
All right.
We got this, and even our neighborhood, they shooting like crazy. It's too much hair down here. Then you die, go to hell. You go to hell. His grace and mercy that we made it from last Sunday to this Sunday.
Yeah.
We should be praising the Lord.
Yeah, right.
And praise Him because I could be dead.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
We ain't got time for praying, church. I don't know.
My Lord.
Now you can cut that out, return that, and start saying, I love me.
Yes, yes.
You love me first.
Yeah.
Blind Bartimaeus, look at 46. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, don't you know Jesus, wherever he went, there was a number of people there. Some of them was for the right thing, and some of them were just see what they can get out of you.
Right.
That's how people is. Some people laugh in your face.
Yeah.
And stab you in the back.
Yeah.
Some people right in the church. My book say love your fellow brother.
Yeah.
My book say forgive him, your brother. 70 times 70 in one day. My book say if you ain't never seen me, and then you say you love your.
Blind.
I go way out there and left here and come back. I ain't gonna leave you out there in the arm, not me. Cause the Holy Ghost gonna run you back. Blind. This man had a handicap, man. Couldn't see. And not only that, he was a baby. Now how many of you know you come on, let's be real now. How many in here deals with beggars on an everyday basis?
Right.
That's good. But sooner or later, you're going to say, look, you old enough to work now. You got to go get your wound. But Jesus ain't like us.
Sure not.
See, Jesus will put up with the dope head quicker than me and you can.
Yeah.
Jesus can put up with the thief quicker than you can because he got an agape love. He came down to save a sinner like you and I.
Right.
The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only.
You got it, sir. We might be saved. And the reason why we're here, Brother Matt, for one reason. I don't care what nobody say. I'm on radio now. You got on radio now, babe. You got on radio?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care because I want to hear you. I don't care what you say. We're here for one purpose. That's
yeah.
The fear that can't say it took out of hell. That's all we're here for. Because Satan said within himself, I'm going to be like the Most High God. And when he said that, God said, kill him, get down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he told Adam in the garden, there is a tree that's in his garden. Don't you fool me. And the devil went to the woman instead of Adam.
Yeah.
Now, as long as the woman didn't eat of the tree, it was all. But Adam brought death up on all mankind. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
Adam's the one that's the reason why we got to go to the graveyard. But God had already fixed it anyway that he said, when my son comes down there, and when he's going to live 33 years, and whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Did you say that?
That's your step there. Did you say that? Children that don't 12 years old, you better learn our Father prayer because
man.
Your sins is upon you.
Man.
I'm telling you, I ain't cut no corners. I'll cut no corners. No. I ain't got time for that foolishness because I don't want God to whoop my butt. Much is given, much is required. You're going to be beat with this. That's what he said in Matthew 13. I don't want to whoop my butt. You children, I'm going to say it again. You better start treating your mama fine and stop talking back to them.
Yeah.
You better stop wearing your pants down and start saying, Mama, what you want me to do today? Mama, you want me to break the yard? Mama, you want me to clean something? Mama, you want to do this, do that? You better start acting right.
Man.
Right now, everybody. Go in there, y'all. Ain't nothing but them, young boy. Because they want to be disobedient. Disobedient will lead you to hell, man. You got time for that foolishness? Not when I get up here. The Bible said, and when he heard, now notice something. This blind man have been sitting by this highway side, day in, day out, day in, day out. But this day, buddy, was something different because he heard a lot of people and he heard a lot of noise was going on. And he asked, what is it that's going on this day? And they say, Jesus of
Nazareth.
The man that spit and made clay in chapter 6 of St. John. The man that went to David in 7th chapter of Luke, 11th verse, and just touched the car and said, get up. The man that turned water into wine.
Right.
Oh, y'all get it this morning.
Right.
The man that began to carry this boy out of the 8th chapter of the book of Mark and said, can you see? And he began to spit and touch his tongue, and the boy got to talk. Good God. Don't you know if you don't know how to talk, it'll take the doctors up. Yes, there's all of your money out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all look at me like I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. You go cook your doctors or something, they'll suck everything you got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one give you no help.
Nobody ain't gonna give you no help.
That's
yeah,
right. That's right. Amen.
Sure,
right.
Jesus. Jesus ain't gonna do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's real, but he breathes too. He don't talk much. He talk and he gets straight to the point.
Yeah.
He don't talk a lot.
Amen.
But when he opens his mouth, you better watch out.
Right.
This man here was by his blind man, sitting by the highway side on Father's Day. All of us in here was blind at one time.
Yes, yes.
We can't talk about nobody. I can't talk about you, and you show. I may be a black head, you may be a light, so we all sinners.
All right, all right.
I may be a weed head, you the
all right.
Weed head. That's it, we still saying it. Who the fuck don't talk? But people, you fucking talk. I can't talk about nobody.
Amen.
You know what I am? I'm real. That's what I am. I'm real. Nobody's gonna walk down and take you anymore. The whole thing you say, look what they say. Ooh, he just made it in by. You ain't gonna make it up there by seeing those feet. You ain't gonna make it up there by seeing those feet. Last night, you know, that's it. He was at the gate, but he ain't going in there. You know, Lord, he go up in there. You ain't going in if you ain't right.
Yeah.
It's tight, but it's right. That blind man sat by the wayside begging every day. And they tried to make Jesus and the crowd tried to make him shut up.
But it got louder and louder and louder.
Sure
to get God's attention. And look what Jesus did. Jesus stopped in his tracks. He didn't say, I'm Dr. So-and-so. Oh, what is he supposed to get there? I don't want to hear it. I don't know no Dr. Paul. I don't know no Dr. Jesus. Even Jesus didn't say no doctor. What did he say, Jesus? What did Brother Paul say, Brother Paul? I don't get on that. Every call me, yeah. I'm talking about what's in this book, man. Heaven is name once in the Bible. Psalms 111 and verse 9, and it's his name.
Yes.
Not my name.
Yeah.
I wish I could teach this thing. Oh, Lord, let me go home and finish this thing. I know y'all ready to go eat. They got that food back there. I'm going to go see where all they got back there. That's all we do. We come to church, going to go eat all of those stuff. Man, you better worry about this good, this spiritual food. That's what we got to do. Help, man. He's just trying to take you through something right now.
Yes.
Whoop your butt. Something he did, I don't know. But he whooped your butt. But when he whooped you, he loved you at the same time.
That's right.
He didn't like us. We didn't know Jesus.
Yes, sir.
We turn our backs on one another. Oh, good old God. He did this and did that. Jesus not like that.
Amen.
He still wants you. Some people got their behind so far up in the attic, they come down.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
But it scared me every day. Mm-hmm. I said, Lord, because I know one thing, you got to laugh.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I try to treat people right. I try to give a little nickel every now and then to somebody if I got it. Because let me tell you something, the devil tempts you, but God tests you every day. But see, you won't help somebody, a long life, man. The hard work, my mama said, I'm going to just help.
Yeah.
And if I could just help somebody, give them a cup of water, every now and then. I'm doing it because you told me to help my love about.
Yes.
Help somebody.
That's right.
Be steadfast.
Unmovable.
Always abounding
in the
work of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
As much as you know that your labor is not in vain. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, in the last trumpet.
see this day today. But because of the goodness of the Lord and what he has brought me from, I can say thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Let me tell you something else. I had a lawyer meet me in the middle of the street, Mac, this week. And she said, let me tell you something, Pastor Stevens. I can tell you because you feel, that made me feel good. Let me tell you something. People watch you when you're.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Watching you because of jealousy. They watching you because you is a servant of the Most High God. The old folks say, I love to see a servant. And the old folks have not. Listen, Mac, they couldn't write their letters and they couldn't sign their name and they couldn't read and write. They just put an X by the name because they couldn't write. But they had a direct line with the Lord and they would tell them children, more bad children, I'm going to put you in the hand.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I did. My son, I told my wife the other day, I said, I'm not going to do him no harm because if I get home to him, I'll be out of town. And y'all have to come see me, but I'm going to put it in
the hand. He'll fix it. I said, he'll fix it. Because I know who he is.
Do you know him again? I ain't got to shut him down. When I get up before 500, 600 people, I know I'll sit behind down because I know one thing. It ain't about me no harm. It's about him that died for you and I. Don't you know it's got over 1,000 people listening to y'all on Saturday morning? Everybody at the shelter gonna be telling me this year. We got to come over there. I said, yeah, because we're gonna have some church, but a lot of them ain't gonna come because they caught up in their mess. And when you caught up in your mess, you don't wanna be around them. I know one thing. God remembers Reverend Henry Booz. I live right outside the church, Matt. And every time he come to church, I would give him all kind of money. But I had money, but I wasn't saved then. But he would say, I don't want his money. He would ask Richard, he would ask Troy Town, one of them, and say, where little boy have you changed? Where he at? I'd be high. Because I had that much sense not to lie to a preacher.
You right?
I had that much sense. We're a live preacher in a minute. Give some wine, too. Want some wine?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You
really
need something. I'm not telling a lie. It's time for the word. It's who I'm on the streets myself. I have to stay out of New York. I'm on the streets myself. But one thing I know, I thank God because Jesus changed me inside. And I'm not what I want to be. I'm not what I want to like be. But I'm not the way I used to be. As I look in, I'm going to let y'all go. As I begin to look in the 10th chapter of the book of Mark, I'm about to train up a little bit. The Bible says Mark 2:15. That old boy named Matthew, but Mark called him Levi, was sitting at the gate of the receipt, taking people money because he worked for the IRS. But let me tell you something about this man named Jesus. When Jesus shows up around you, whatever you're doing that ain't right,
Yeah.
I don't know about you today, but I'm glad I found Jesus. 25 years ago, I was playing with the Lord. But the Lord stepped in and said, Eugene, I want you to pray.